Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, publisher L. Edwards is still searching for the great American novel. But so far, his call to aspiring authors has brought forth no literary gems. Even the collected works of Llewellyn Snavely Gray failed to win the approval of the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company of Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library, looking over some of the manuscripts that have been submitted.
A romantic love life of Alice, the girl bookkeeper. Law me, who's sending in this manuscript, Lum?
Oh, Widder Abernathy sent that in, I think.
Widder Abernathy?
Yeah.
When did she get to be authors? What's the story about, Lum?
Can't you tell by the name of it?
Huh?
She's wrote 230 pages of nothing but slush and mush. Slush and mush, I call it.
Well, that's about what I'd figure she'd do. Now, reckon where she finds time to be a book writer with all them young'uns of hers to take care of.
Mm-hmm. She just don't take care of them, that's all. Lets them run wild.
Yeah.
All she does is just sit around all day thinking about stuff like the romantics of Verma the bookkeeper.
Alice.
Well, whatever her name is.
Well, are you going to publish the Widder's book, Lum?
Oh, of course not. It ain't no good.
Ain't, huh?
Besides, I said in that sign I put up out there in front that I wanted to get manuscripts from young, hopeful writers, not old women like the Widder.
Oh, you better not let her hear you call her old woman.
No.
Ain't no one thing that makes her madder than that.
Now, you know, it's a funny thing, Abner, but might not every person that's turned in a manuscript is getting along in years.
Well.
Now, just looky here. Ira Hodgkins. Eugene Foster.
For the land's sake.
He wrote a lot of them smart cracks of his in his story.
He did, huh?
I just ignored him.
Oh, I sure.
And Ms. Blevins' Uncle Fred.
Oh.
Old Jed Sumter. Grandpappy Spears.
Grandpap?
Why, sure.
What kind of a book did he write, for goodness sake?
Oh, it's just a bunch of priddle-prattle called Gilbert the Boy Checker Player.
For the land's sakes. I bound you he got that idea from that book over in the libraries he'd been reading, that Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Oh, of course he did. He ain't got no original ideas of his own.
No, and he don't know enough about playing checkers to be writing no book about it neither, I'll tell you that. I can beat that old feller with my eyes closed and both hands tied behind my back.
I don't know now. I wouldn't be too sure about it. I notice he generally beats you.
He don't do no such a thing. Just when he cheats is
well,
the only time.
Wait a minute. Let's not get into no argument.
I know that he don't beat me. I know that.
Let's see what other manuscripts have we got here. Here's one from... Uh-oh. No, this ain't one.
What is it?
It's a bill from the wholesale house.
How?
They say they can't give us as long to pay up this time as they've been doing.
Huh.
We're supposed to send them a check right away.
Right away?
That's what it says.
Well, we ain't got enough money to pay it now, have we?
No. All we got in the cash drawer is $49.32, I counted a while ago. That ain't half enough.
Oh, no. Well, what are we going to do, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon I'll just have to hurry up and start making money off my book publishing business. That's all I can figure out.
Well, that might take an awful long time, Lum. You ain't made nothing off of it so far.
Yeah, I know it. I reckon the best thing to do is just send them the $49.32 and tell them we'll send them the rest as soon as we can.
Well, what are we going to live on in the meantime?
Oh, well, we can always eat what we got in the store here. Wait a minute. Was that our ring?
Huh?
Didn't you notice?
I never noticed. I never paid no attention. I was thinking about that bill from the wholesale house.
Well, if it ain't ours, I'll just listen in on somebody else. Hello, Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company. L. Edwards, president and publisher, talking.
What the
bit
of it said?
Uh-oh.
Well,
there's
Cedric. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
It's wonderful world, Cedric.
Hey, looky here what I got.
Well, what is it, Cedric? Oh, that ain't a manuscript, is it?
Oh, no, Mama. I don't think it's one of them. I don't believe.
Well,
that's a relief.
Yeah.
My book publishing business is bad, but it ain't that bad.
Mom?
Oh, nothing. Tell us what it is you got there, Cedric.
Oh, it's...
Go on, go ahead.
I cannot tell you where I am, but I am getting a long fine.
Well, good for Ernest.
We left... Well, that's funny. There's a hole in the paper here.
Hole in the paper?
Yeah. Don't tell where he left from.
Dog is long. We better send him some writing paper. You know what? Some of it ain't got no holes in it.
Oh, I know what them holes is for. Papa says the censors cut them out of there on a purpose.
They did. I don't get somebody ought to report them for that.
They oughtn't to do no such thing.
Well, you
thing,
can't man. Tell nothing about a letter with holes all through it that away long.
Them censors is supposed to do that.
Huh?
You see, they cut out everything they don't want the enemy to find out.
Well, Cedric ain't no enemy, is
no,
he?
No, Mama, I ain't no enemy.
Why,
honest to goodness,
ain't.
I cross my heart and body.
Why, sure, I know you, Cedric. You ain't no enemy.
I know he ain't, but he might lose the letter and he might fall into the hands of some of our enemies.
Oh, is that some more than their military secrets?
I reckon so.
Well?
We left a hole in the paper.
Oh?
About 3 weeks ago and arrived here safe and sound.
Well?
There is a possibility that we may go on to hole in the paper.
Well, going right back where they started from.
I have gained some weight since I have been in the Army and feel just fine. But I sort of miss seeing you fellas.
Well, bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
I wish you would write me a letter and tell me all that's happening. You ought to do that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'm aiming on it just as soon as I get somebody to help me.
How is Gomer Bates and Skinny Blevin this season? And did we beat Cherry Hill in the opening game?
No, tie. 43-43. Sort of a pitcher's battle, I reckon you'd call it.
Say hello to Mildred Barton.
Well, I do.
We have a new clubhouse that has just been built. And it does an awful lot to keep us fellows from getting too lonesome for home.
Well?
It was put up by the USO.
Put up by the USO?
That's what it says.
Well, ain't that what Miss Barton called up about a while ago?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Well, she ain't no carpenter, is she?
They show movies for us and get us books to read. And try to give us all the pleasures of a home.
Well?
We sure like it.
Huh.
You would be surprised what a change it has made in how all the fellows here feel.
Why, naturally. Must be awful good thing, Long.
Yeah, it must be all right.
Why, sure.
The only trouble is that our clubhouse is so new it don't have the furnishings and equipment that it needs. And I understand they will have to raise more money before they can get these things.
Hmm.
I sure hope they can do it. Abner, get Ms. Barton on the phone.
Huh?
Get Ms. Barton on the phone and tell her we're making a contribution to the USO after all. And we're doing it right this minute.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's all the money we got right now, and we owe that.
I don't care. We're making a contribution anyway.
Yeah, but what about the wholesale household? Ain't they liable to take our store if we don't pay them?
Listen, Abner, the best way of keeping our store and our homes and everything else we got is to give all the money we can to help take care of our soldier boys. Hurry up now. Call Ms. Barton.
Yeah, I'll get around now. Well, how much we going to contribute there, Long?
Oh, $49.32.